established on that haqq and truth. And one of the forms of the preservation of this deen is the transmission of the knowledge of this deen, that it has come heart to heart, generation to generation. A special feature of this ummah is what is known as sanad or isnad, a sound chain of narrators, that when one teaches the knowledge of deen, one has a sanad, a chain to one's ustad or sheikh, who in turn had an ustad and sheikh, and an entire transmission of chain of authentic narrators can go up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this is the preservation of our deen. Our deen is not one of self-study and self-research. It has to be done within a transmission, a chain, authenticated transmission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a person. And therefore many forms of deviation comes along when a person does self-study or self-research out of that golden chain and transmission, self-opining on matters of deen without the necessary proficiency, expertise, such opinions that were never ever been given, that contradicts the basic principles of our deen. That is something that we have to be very, very wary of. Self-interpretation, merely taking an English translation of the Quran and giving self-opinion, this is a very dangerous trend that can easily lead to deviation. And one of the forms that Allah Ta'ala has guarded and protected His deen with, manifested in what we know and understand as the maktab system, the basic primary education to Muslim children essentially, in which the most important essentials of our deen, ahadith, the aqaid, the proficient and correct reading of the Quran Sharif, the various injunctions and laws in Islam. And for this, we cannot make shukr to Allah Ta'ala enough. In our country, Allah has blessed us. May Allah Ta'ala reward our forefathers, merely travel over the Atlantic Ocean where these structures were not established. Third generation of people who were from Muslim families for centuries are completely out of the fold of Islam because of the absence of such a maktab system that Allah Ta'ala very kindly has blessed us with. The maktab system, the basic primary education, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the one hand has strongly encouraged making a concerted effort to learn dini knowledge. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala says, مَنْ يُرِذِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The one with whom Allah wishes good, Allah loves a person and wishes goodness, how does Allah Ta'ala manifest it? يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah Ta'ala gives that person a deep understanding of deen, understanding the injunctions, the various masail of deen. Furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the one who treads the pathway of the knowledge of deen, Allah Ta'ala facilitates an easy pathway to Jannah for that person. One who goes on maktab and thereafter does the hifz and thereafter goes on to study deeni education, becomes an alim of deen, then such immense virtues. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. An alim of deen, all of Allah Ta'ala's creation on the skies, in the earth, the birds in the sky, to the extent of even the fish in the ocean, make dua of maghfirah, make dua in favor of such a person constantly at all times. What an honor this is. So for our children, the basic maktab, the words cannot emphasize enough how important this is in the preservation of iman, the preservation of deen. The maktab system has its origins from the very infancy stages of Islam. In Darul Arqam, in Makkah Mukarramah, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in would gather with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in secret. This is where many great personalities, Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, was guided to Islam in that small original madrasa. A young Sahabi who was nurtured in extreme luxury because of Islam, he was disowned, disinherited. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him to be the first teacher to the basic madrasa in Medina Munawwara when the people started accepting Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was on his way to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was exposed to what was the maktab, going to the home of his sister and brother-in-law who were being taught in secret by Hazrat Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu ta'ala. It is there that he listens to the Quran, his heart is melted and becomes the second greatest human being after Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala in his khilafah formally established the maktab system, appointing teachers with remuneration, specific time set. We know Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah has used for the preservation of hadith authentic ahadith. He had memorized hundreds of thousands of hadith. And Allah Ta'ala used him for this great compilation of the Sahih al-Bukhari. He himself says, "Ulhimtu hifdh al-hadith wa ana fil kuttab." I was inspired to dedicating my life to going around and memorizing hadith in excessive numbers. But that inspiration came to me, he says, when I was a little child, 10 years old, sitting in the maktab system. So this is such a valuable tradition Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Let us give it its importance, give it preference over anything else, because ultimately what we will invest into our child's dini education, the benefits of that are perpetual, never ending. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when a person dies, then all the chance of good deeds come to an end at the moment of death. At that time, a person may plead, let me go back, one subhanallah, one astaghfirullah, even that chance will not be given. So all actions cease to exist, come to an end when a person dies. However, some good deeds that a person had done in life, continuously the benefits and rewards accrue to a person even after death. There are many different ones, but in this hadith, three have been mentioned. Sadaqa jariya, sadaqa that has perpetuating benefits, building a masjid, contributing, as we have this great honor and opportunity weekly basis, to the masjid and madrasa. So spending in an avenue, a well, a water project, that the benefits, as long as they accrue, then the one who had contributed will continuously receive reward. Secondly, beneficial knowledge of deen from which others had taken benefit. We learn, we teach our children learn, they can teach it onwards. As long as the tradition continues, the one who had taught it the first time will get reward. And thirdly, waladin salihin yad'u lahu, a pious child who is left behind, who has been taught, the mindset has been made in that maktab, that make dua for your parents, rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, whether alive or dead, then what immense benefits that will be, what joy it will be in the qabr, when one is most desperately in need, that those rewards will come. We conclude on one incident. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was once traveling and he came across a qabr. Allah Ta'ala made it known to him that the inmate was being punished. After some time, he returns on the same way. The punishment is alleviated. The malaika are showing mercy to that person, trays and trays of nur and mercy. He makes dua to Allah, reads salah. Oh Allah, what is the reason for the change? Allah Ta'ala reveals to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the servant of mine was a believer but extensive sinner. So he was being punished for his sins. When he died, his wife was expecting his child. His wife had this great piety and wisdom that she nurtured the child on iman. When the child became of an understanding age, she handed the child over to the ilal kuttab. The narration says from Imam Fakhruddin Razi's kitab, to the maktab ustad at the time. When the ustad taught the first lesson to the child, how to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah Ta'ala says, it does not behove my mercy to punish my banda, my servant, with my fire in the belly of the earth, when his yatim, an orphan child on the surface of the earth, is learning how to read my name correctly. This can make us understand the value of this great tradition. We give it its importance, special time, never miss classes. Sitwan, bring that home alive with durus at night. Allah's mercy descends upon such homes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا أيها المسلمون فلنهتم بطلب العلم ونربي أولادنا على طلب العلم خاصة في العلم الأساسي في الكتاتيب أو المكتب أو الكتاب قد رغبنا الله عز وجل بطلب العلم قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا من ثلاثة إلا من صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله عن اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله عنهم وعن جميع الصحابة لا سيما عن أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبناته الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء وعن البقية من العشرة المبشرة وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا صفوفكم واعتدلوا straighten the subfalangeal gaps between shoulders, ensure that the heels are in a straight line. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة،
ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلي بهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله
Once again we have this great opportunity. He has mentioned Sadaqa Jariya. Inshallah, contribute as generously as possible. We're also very fortunate in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we have a jamaat of students from different parts of the world, from Darul Ulum. And also we are fortunate to have a jamaat who have just come with great sacrifice all the way from Dubai. So inshallah we take maximum benefit of the presence of those who have come with sacrifice purely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. They will be with us inshallah for the next 2 days. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afafat al-daimata fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين